walked into the car, came back in. I was like, son, what did you do to your hair? I wanted a haircut. I didn't like my hair.
But he didn't even put a do-rag on. I hate mine. I
tried. I'm like, why you didn't tell somebody you wanted a haircut? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Man, so that was just a crazy challenge, having to see him like that for like 3-4 days. Just patched everywhere. I'm like, man, I didn't even know. I know girls trying to cut their hair. Mm-hmm. I never seen a boy trying to cut his hair.
Oh, for real? No, my granddad had clippers in there. I was like, you know what? I need a haircut bad. And it was like 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it myself. I seen my dad do it. Put the guard on. I went too low, too fast. Straight bald spot. Just gone. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put a hat on. My mom come pick me up. I went straight to my cousin's house. My cousin cut hair, but he cut his own hair. It wasn't good.
Right. Better than you did,
though. But yeah, way better than I did. He was like, I can help you. He said, you cut it too low, so I got to cut you kind of bald. I was like, come on now, man.
You already messed up. But he didn't use
a guard.
Clippers at all.
Oh.
He used scissors.
Oh, come on, man.
But granted, he is only 6, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But at the fact that I was frustrated, mm-hmm. so I yelled at him, not thinking.
And then turned.
Yeah, so he was like, man, all that crying and stuff. So mm-hmm. I had to forgive him. I was like, look, man, if you want a haircut, me and your mom can give you a haircut.
Think about it, man. What if he starts cutting his own hair, though? You teach him how to line himself up. He be in them. Dad, come here. I got you.
Wifey did say that, too. So I guess it's not a bad thing. Yeah. I guess it's not a bad thing.
He just trying to manifest what he's going to do.
He's working. He's young. Like we talked about last mm-hmm. week. Let him figure out what he wants to do at a young age. So yep. I guess maybe barbering might be something.
That's true. He trying to dip a toe into it. Trying to figure it out.
Who knows? Who knows, man? But yeah, man. So today, this is episode number 2. I'm excited. Today, we're talking about mentally fatigued versus physically dehydrated.
Dude, I'm excited for this episode too.
Yeah, man.
Like I said before we started recording, that ending of the last one, if anybody listened to it, was kind of annoying me because I was like, dang, we just stopped. And the whole week, I was like, I got to do better. I got to do better. We got to do better.
Hey, but we're going to get better.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
somebody told me the other day, humble beginnings.
Yes,
of course. We got to start somewhere, man. We got to start somewhere. Even like being in the gym. When you first go in, mm-hmm. it's like, what am I doing? You know, how do I do this? You know, what's the ups and the downs, the pros and the cons? Like, this is no difference. It's a process. Mm-hmm. Everything is a process.
Dude, everything is a process. At first, when I got into the gym, this is off topic, but I wore long sleeves and long pants. Ask Logan. I was so self-conscious about my legs. I was like, man, I know I'm small. I know I'm just starting, but I don't want to show nobody my legs. I'm just going to get in here and work out.
Right, right, right. So, speaking about the topic, mentally fatigued and physically dehydrated. Mm-hmm. How do you encourage yourself, or how do you your self motivation when it comes to the physical aspect of it first? We're gonna do mental later, but when it comes to physically being tired, or like you said, not wanting to go to the gym, or not eating right, how do you physically motivate yourself when it comes to that stuff?
At that point, to me personally, it's not motivation at that point. Mm-hmm. It's discipline.
Got you.
I go because I have to, and I've always gone.
Got you.
If I don't go, then I'm already slacking. Don't matter how much I ate that day, how much lack of motivation I have that day, I'm still going.
Right.
I'll pick up something and figure it out on the way. So I just think for me is that discipline.
Got you.
I know some people, they look to other things for motivation, which is not bad. So sometimes I do watch bodybuilding. Like, other people work out right quick on the YouTube while I'm sitting in the parking lot. Like the 3D energy drinks. Placebo effect kind of gets me. Mm-hmm. If I take this and I'm like, all right, I'm pumped now. It's in my head.
Right.
Even though it might not be doing as much as I think it is, I'm using that because I'm like, I see Christian Guzman taking it before he work out. He work out hard. All right, I'm good.
Right.
I got it in my head.
I got you.
So same thing, stuff like that. And it's crazy how little labels and stuff can do that. And that's why I think sometimes it's discipline, but sometimes it is that placebo effect of seeing other things.
Understood. And I'm glad you said that about discipline too, because for me, the discipline comes from me saying, look, Tyrell, you gotta go. Tyrell, you have to do this. Tyrell, you're not gonna achieve these results. You're not gonna achieve this. Or you're not gonna meet this milestone. Or you're not gonna achieve this goal. Mm-hmm. So I self-taught myself first to get to the discipline part. Because if I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna go because of discipline, I'm not gonna go hard. Mm-hmm. So I have to motivate myself mentally. So when I get to the physical aspect of it, it's just like, okay, now I'm here. I already done pumped myself up. Now I got the energy drink too. So now it's time to go.
A minute. Yep.
Now it's time to, you know, it's time to work. It's time to physically prepare for this. But also with that being said, like when you are in the gym and say you plan to work out, or maybe you didn't plan to work out, but you only been in for 15 minutes. You're like, oh, I'm tired. I really didn't want to work out in the first place, but I need to be disciplined. Now, how do you motivate yourself? Like, okay, I need to step it up. I need to finish this workout, or I need to go another 30 minutes hard so that this discipline pays off. How do you overcome that hurdle? How do you do that part of it? Or do you just like, okay, I'm just gonna halfway do it anyways. I'm already here. I'm just gonna go. Or do you, are you just like, I have to. How do you overcome that hurdle?
I'm not gonna lie to you. Sometimes it is like that. Sometimes I'm like, man, you know what? I've been here 15 minutes. Nothing ain't working. My pre-workout ain't kicking in. Nothing's just getting to me. So then I would go home. But if I do decide to stay, I just, like I said, I recuperate myself. I go sit down somewhere real quick, away from the weights.
Right.
Look up a YouTube video or something real quick, or it's this Instagram thing I follow for motivation with workouts, and it's just 15 seconds of just straight someone in the bodybuilding world talking about like, hey, you gotta come in here and do this, you're a monster, you gotta kill it,
right,
everything like that. As soon as I get that in my head, and then I start listening to some music that go ahead and pump something into me too, then I'm like, all right, let's go ahead. Then I sit there and get my structure together and be like, hey, I'm gonna finish this 4 sets of 12, 4 sets, this, get in there and go.
Got you.
Especially if I'm working out by myself, because that's the hardest. When I work out by myself and I have nobody that's gonna match and push me up that far, because I got Logan on another plan right now, so we don't work out together. As soon as you get to the gym, it's different. So pushing myself is like, all right, look, you need to do this. Got to look at yourself and be like, all right, I need to work on this, I need to go hard. But like I said, once I put that music in and get away from the weights and not look at it, come back and actually look at a video and stuff like that, then I'm more focused. I come back better.
I got you. That's good. And the good thing about it is everybody's different. Because I think I might need to find different ways to motivate myself, but I'm so self-motivated, I take it back to coaching mode. When I was playing sports or when I was coach for sports. So when I'm in the gym, I'm like, man, I'm just tired. I take it back to the basketball days. And I start thinking as of me coaching, all right, this is the first quarter. First quarter we came out strong. We're getting a little tired. Tyrell, take a sub. Come back in the second quarter, go hard. End of the second quarter, all right, we're going to the halftime. We need to go into halftime strong. We want a big lead going into halftime. Finish the second quarter out. You get a nice little halftime break. You know, I get some water, you know, take a little cool off real quick, fan myself down. Come into the third quarter, same thing. You start strong in the third quarter. So I break it down that way in the sports world. So now I'm still keeping it fitness, but I'm breaking it down in an aspect of I know I'm going to get a break.
I like that.
So even if it's in the third, right.
And
so
that's
even
my
if
problem.
It's in the third quarter, I'm like, okay, coach, I need a break. Sub me out. Sub me out, coach. Like, I'm going hard, but I'm tired.
See, I think that's what's hard with me, because in my head, I'm like, I'm so hard on myself. As soon as I get to the gym, I do 75 to 100 reps of warming up. And then I'm like, all right, I need to go in and kill it.
Right.
I need to go hard from the start to the end. So that's my problem. I always got to sit back and like, Jamal, pace yourself.
Right.
So that's really what's hard for me.
I'm telling you, try that. Try it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, football, basketball, baseball, whatever sport that can relate to what you're doing for that day, try to break it down that way. Because like I said, when I get to that fourth quarter, I know I'm tired. But I'm like, look, we got 2 minutes left. We down 5. What you going to do to win this game?
Yep.
How you gonna come back from this down 5 and you tired?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it's just like, okay, now I gotta go. I need to step it up, because we're not losing. There is no losing. Losing is not an option.
Another thing that motivates me too, and which this is why probably this week was hardest for me, with my car not working right now, I like to go to other gyms. If I see the other gyms, I swear, have different atmospheres,
right,
and environments. You got different kind of people there. And you're like, man, this is new equipment. Even though it might be the same bench press as you got here, it's just that different environment there.
Right.
Excuse me. And that's why we always go down to Jacksonville and work out. I find a gym to go to.
Right.
Like we drove down to Orlando, went to Iron Religion.
Okay.
Like I said, that gym is so dope. It's like a playground.
Right.
We had the mission to go down there to work on chest, but we worked on full body. Because everything was cool.
Right.
They have a room just for dumbbells. They have a room just for heavy lifting. A room with all cables. Have a big old turf. probably like a few cardio equipment, which everyone was still happy with. Meal prep sitting there. All their training with IFBB Pros.
Right.
Had supplement shop, t-shirt up front.
All in one gym?
All in one gym. And you still got a whole nother section. So that's just one half. The other section got a posing room. You got the whole other different machines that I've been seeing, like Prime Fitness and Arsenal Strength.
Right.
And I'm like, man, this is dope. So when I drive down there, I'm pumped up. As soon as I get in there, I'm like, these some new people. Not saying I gotta show out, but I'm not like, man, these some good looking people.
Right.
All
right,
so now I gotta get in
word.
Here.
Yeah. Gotta get to work. Where's this at again?
Orlando.
Okay. Orlando. I need to check them out.
I'm about to go there next week, so if you wanna ride with me, I don't mind. But it's super dope.
Hey, I need to check them out.
But like I said, I sound like
it's good. Just like you said, just going in there for one, it's a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
So now I gotta learn the equipment. Mm-hmm. I gotta learn the people. I gotta learn everybody in there. But at the same time, I came for one goal.
Yep.
And that's to go hard. And that's to get this workout in.
And man, it was so fun. And that's what I like doing, because we went to Big Vert Fitness in Charleston, South Carolina. They got outdoor squat racks. I never squatted outside. And that's so different to look outside and see like nature while you're squatting. I'm like, man, this is relaxing.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't want headphones.
Facts.
And it's a small old school gym. And that's what I like. I was like, I like this.
Right.
Shark pit, it's like a squat kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice, super cool. Everything was it's small, but I liked it.
Right.
It was still just dope to get in there.
That's good.
That's where I find sometimes my motivation is going to different gyms and coming back. Once I bring that same energy back, then I'm like, man, y'all ain't seen what I seen at this other gym. I'm about to go hard here.
Right.
And that's why I tell people, get out. Go to other gyms. Like, it's fine to do a day pass somewhere. It's super dope. Don't just think this is the only gym here.
Yeah. And like you said, sometimes you have to bring that energy back to shift that environment in that gym, so they can be like, man, this man left for, I ain't seen him about a week, but his results are crazy now. Like, what has he been doing?
Yep.
All it is, like you said, you went to a totally different atmosphere, you grew, and now you're bringing it back to your home gym or to your home environment, and now you're helping them grow at the same time too. So that's
good. Because also, when you go to them different gyms, you're networking too. So you
get to know people,
meet different people that know way different things than you do. Like, everybody here don't know everything, and I'm not saying I know everything.
Right.
I love going to different places and they tell me something way different.
Yeah,
guy down there know calisthenics, look big as heck. I thought he lifted weights. He's like, I'm calisthenics. That's what I do, body weight stuff.
That's good.
I'm like, that's super dope. Tried calisthenics with him. It was hard. But it was just super cool. And I'm like, see, you talk to people like this instead of seeing, and I love seeing the same people I see at the gym now, but it's like, hey, we got to get out, see different people, come back and be like, hey, look, I learned this. You want to do this workout with me?
Right.
Then we start a different culture.
Right. And that's good too, because that goes back to what we said in episode 1. The teacher can be taught from the student as well. So even if you're a teacher, even if you're a trainer, somebody can teach you something, and now you can apply that to your life, or you can apply that to your fitness, and then now you could teach somebody else once you have either mastered it or got to the point to where you're at a level and somebody's under you, where you can teach them to get to where your level is at.
Because you got to have somebody come after you. You can't just think you're just the best trainer ever and be like, all right, that's it. Not teaching nobody else.
Right.
Because sadly, they say this is a dog-eat-dog world. They just like, everything's for me. I ain't going to show nobody nothing else.
But when it comes to a mindset like that, I don't think people are going to grow, because they're holding everything in that you can't let nothing out. You can't let nothing come into you because you think you know everything.
Yeah.
So,
once you let someone else know it, like you said, we can always learn.
Yep.
I tell you something, you might be like, hey, that's a good idea, Jerome, but have you tried this too to add a little bit? Try it.
Works.
Be like, hey, thank you.
Yep.
Because what you know is not what you knew from the start. Right. You gotta say you learned from something. Somewhere.
Yep. Yep. And that's good. So that's the physical dehydrated part about it. What about mentally being fatigued? So you're physically ready to go work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know you need to get the discipline. You know you took the energy drink or you took the supplements, and you're like, yeah, I feel good, I look good. Mm-hmm. But in your mind, you're fatigued because you had a bad day. Mm-hmm. Your car broke down, or your girlfriend's mad, or the kids been acting up in school, or your mom's going through this, or your brother and sister been fighting, or the job's not going well, or your customer's leaving you. So now how do you mentally prepare yourself for that aspect of it? Like I said, you're pumped. You want to go work out because you're like, man, I just need to get this frustration out, this stress out. But you're constantly thinking about all the bad things that have happened or is happening or could happen. How do you prepare yourself for that or overcome those?
Just like in episode 1, the gym is my escape. So when stuff like that happens, the gym is my place to go.
I got you.
Because if I sit home and think about it, it gets, In my mind, it gets cluttered. Like, yeah, it's starting to go everywhere.
I got you.
If I go to the gym and work out, then I'm fine. But I use that mentally fatigued to kind of fuel me. Like, I think about it as I'm working out. Right. Not as a big thing. I don't know how to explain it, but I think about it. Like, say my car did break down or whatever, or it is broken down now.
Right.
It don't really stress me out, but say I think about it, I'm like, man, you know what? I'm squatting, thinking about it as I'm, right before I pick up the weight, I'm thinking about my car.
Right.
Then it goes blank.
I got you.
Then I kind of let the stress go out as I'm squatting.
Got you.
And it sounds weird to other people, but that's how I think about it.
That's how you cope.
Because when I put the weight down, then I'm like, it wasn't that hard. But literally, if you ask Logan, every time we get out the gym later on, I come up with a solution to try to fix things. Because in the gym, it helps me think.
Some answers came to you.
Yep.
Something bright. Okay.
But if it's not that, sometimes it's not always easy for me to go to the gym and think of something. Come home, relax, don't turn on nothing. I just relax.
Meditate.
Yeah. Sit outside and look at nature. I like looking outside because we live by trees. So right. I just like looking outside, look at the birds. Quietness. That's right. All I need is just sit around for a bit. Don't think of nothing. No social media.
That's
nothing.
That's good.
So I think people need to do that too, because sometimes we let life just all kind of come in us. And we don't realize, like, you gotta, and it's hard for me, but I lately realized, like, to give everything to God. Yeah. I stop stressing so Amen. Much and give Amen. It to God. Amen. I try to take it all, and he looks at me like, I got it. Just give it to me.
Right.
So that's one thing I've really learned to do is, like, if I just pray about it, give it to God, and leave it alone, I'm fine.
There you go.
Because I told Logan about the car. Like, she got stressed about the car, and I'm like, I understand we stress. We still got a car that's working. Right. We pray on it. It gets us to and from. Right. At least I still got a car out there.
Right.
And it's not gone, you know? So
right.
I'm not too worried. I'm not super pressed about it, praying about it. God blessing us with the parts to come in, right. People to come around and help me fix it.
Right.
I had my buddy, he came and helped me put in the turbos and stuff. I don't know how to work on BMWs, but he came and put it in for me and stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to pay him for it and stuff. And it's just like, he's been putting people in my life to help me with that kind of stuff. Amen. So I was like, it's Amen. All right to just relax and sit back sometime. Amen. I know it's stressful. I go out and sit in my car sometimes, like, dang, I want to drive it, but I'm just going to chill in it for
right.
a bit.
Right. And I'm a ping off that point that you said, because that's exactly what I do. If life is throwing a curveball at me, mm-hmm. that's what I do. I just instantly, I'm very spiritual. I go pray.
Mm-hmm.
I just relax. I just try to do anything that's going to calm my mind the best way possible. Like yes. you said, go sit in some nature.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Go anything.
Yep.
Anything that's totally different out of my everyday realm. So I like to do those things normally, but when life is coming at me,
you guys,
that's the first place I do.
Huh?
I do need to work out, but that's not where I need to be at right now. Mm-hmm. I need to clear my mind. I need to clear all those negative thoughts that are trying to come in.
Yep.
All those negative, you know, that doubt and that fear that's trying to come in, mm-hmm. and actually just put it out back into the nature and put it back into, like you said, allowing God to take care of those things. So I definitely understand what you're saying there when it comes to that being mentally fatigued, because it happens.
Yep. And I think that's what people need more is, like, hey, calm down. Like, the world is so much to handle right. by yourself. Like, you just pray about it and then just go sit outside. Man, we got a lot of stuff to look at. I don't right. think people look at stars no more. But I grew up in a country where we try to catch fireflies at night and look at stars.
And see every star.
Yes.
See every star. But I tell my wife the same thing. I was like, man, we should just sit outside sometimes, mm-hmm. look at the moon, and have a conversation. I don't care what the conversation yep. is about, but that light from that moon is going to
just
reflect something yes. into us, and then the mm-hmm. conversation is going to flow so differently. Even if we might start talking about work. Mm-hmm. But that moon, that light is going to reflect on us, and that conversation is going to flow so, it's going to go so many different areas that we never, like, man, babe, that was a great conversation. I wasn't even thinking about talking about yep. that. But it's because we're outside, we're letting nature, we're letting the elements of mm-hmm. the earth, of the world, create something in us, instead of being locked in these four walls or being locked in a house mm-hmm. all the time, you know, being uh-huh. at work all the time, yes. being around people who don't have that same spiritual connection that you have. So now that energy is real.
Bro, I love being outside. Like I said, when we went to Colorado, it was so peaceful. Like, I'm like, man, I just, every morning when I was there, I walked outside with the dog, and I just look at the mountain. I'm like, man, that's beautiful.
Right.
You understand? Right. Like, God created this mountain.
Right.
This is a big mountain, yep. to be honest. Like,
yep.
we're so little compared to this mountain, but it's beautiful.
Right.
This morning when I went to go pick up Logan, the first thing I looked up to is the moon.
The last 3 days. The last 3 days.
You gotta think, Earth is beautiful, man. Do you understand? We just looking up to a moon. It's crazy to look at it that way, but I'm like, man, like, wow. People need to stop looking down at this phone and looking at the world and look up for a bit and be like, wow.
Amen to that.
Look where we live. Amen. Look where we staying
that.
On.
Amen to that.
That's why I love nature. Like, when we went to Colorado, like I said, we stayed out a lot. And I was like, Logan, they got deers that just walk around with you. Like, right. From where you sitting beside me at, that's right. How close the deer walk by you.
Oh, wow.
They won't get scared at all. Just that's walk across the crosswalk.
Guess what? They know. They run this. Mm-hmm. Well, in that aspect of it. They're not worried about you. They're going where you're going at, and you're going where you're going at. So they're not. Yep. They have no reason to fear what you're doing.
But so, I love being outside in nature and stuff. Like,
it is good.
I like the city, but I like the country.
We're just about to sit down. I want to move. I mean, we're in a good little city right here.
Yeah.
This is nice. Georgia's nice, but I want to move to a big city.
Yeah.
But at the same time, with the skyscrapers, you don't get that. That nature. Like,
that's why
you
I love
that environment. You got to go somewhere mm-hmm. to the country. You got to go to the outskirts mm-hmm. of that big city. But
that's why I love Charlotte, because it's a little bit of both. That's why I like where I'm from, because in Wilmington, that's a city. But I can go back to Watha, where I'm from,
right.
and that's the country.
Right.
Like, it's 30 minutes. It's like a 30, 45 minute drive from back and forth. I'm like, that's good enough for me, because I can still do my country things and I can still do my city things.
Right.
So I'm in between. And that's why I like the city of Charlotte, because it's like skyscrapers. I like seeing the city lights at night. Like, that's so beautiful to me. And then come back to it and you're like, all right, I can go to the country and see stars. I'm fine.
Right. And see, that's how it was for me growing up, too, because my mom's from Valdosta mm-hmm. and my pop's from New Jersey. So, you know, we're right there next to New York, mm-hmm. Chicago. And then I have my mom, where it's nothing but country.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but country. So that's why, you know, I think that's one reason how I got into nature. You know, going back to my mom's hometown and seeing, like, bro, nothing out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing out here. But at the same time, it's beautiful because there's no distractions.
Yep.
There's no distraction. There is no cities. There is no, you know, trains. Mm-hmm. There's none of those. You know, you got to catch the bus everywhere you're going at if you're not driving, or you're walking and you're riding your bike. So it does create a different atmosphere, like you said, going back to the gym, going to different gyms.
Mm-hmm.
It just creates
you
something
go out and
different
see something.
In you. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, man, that's good. So today's Saturday. Like I said, episode 2 of the Tyrell and Jamal Show, where life and fitness go hand in hand. Man, so what's the plan for the rest of the day, the rest of this week coming up? What do you have prepared? Any special things going on? Any obstacles that might come your way? Any things that you have prepared? Speaking life into destiny, what do you have? What do you have, man?
So
what do you have?
Yesterday, I sat down, and I'm going to start a morning routine. So I need to start waking up earlier and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ahead of everyone that's still asleep.
Right.
Because I've been sleeping, and I ain't going to lie to you, till like 1 and 2 o'clock. It's not good.
Ooh.
But it's because Logan gets home, and she goes to sleep, and then I lay down and see her sleep. Then we sleep till like 3 or 4, and I'm like, dang, I wasted my whole day. I got videos and stuff to do. I got to work out. Why are we sleeping so long? And I just think I go off her time, but... not an excuse. I started it. I put it in my calendar. I have alarms now.
Right.
I'm going to wake up at 5:30. 5:30 to 6 is just my quiet time. I'm going to come downstairs. Like I said, look at nature. Look at the sunrise, if that's the time it rises. read the Bible and stuff, too. Go ahead and eat. Then I'm going to go ahead and... I'm trying to start posting on social media more.
Got you.
So that post you sent me said, every 10 posts you watch, you should be posting 10.
Yep.
Gary Vee said, comment on everything you see. Get yourself out there.
Yep.
So I need to start doing that too. So I'll also put in my calendar, start posting on Instagram. Right. I got times to post now too.
Got you.
I don't have care what I find. Okay. I'm gonna find something to post. Story is easy to post too. So that's one of my challenges too. Also, I have a friend. She is doing the 75-day challenge with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no fast food or no cheat meals, no fast food, no alcohol. I don't drink anyway, so don't bother me.
Right.
You gotta read at least 10 pages a day.
That's easy.
75 days. And I'm like, all right, I can do that. And you gotta work out twice a day. Second workout, gotta be outside.
Mm.
So,
interesting.
I like this.
Interesting. Interesting.
So, that's a challenge for this next week. And also, eating. I cook things, I just gotta go ahead and eat. My metabolism hasn't been there, so I gotta speed it back up again for me.
Right.
Change up my workout and everything too, as well, which I've been doing German volume training.
Mm-hmm.
10 sets of 10.
Hmm.
On whatever you're doing. So I did legs last night, 10 sets of 10, and I'm not going to lie to you.
On fire.
Yeah. Chest is still hurting from 10 sets of 10.
On fire.
But no, that's one of my challenges this week. And then also, like, I got to get some YouTube videos out. But we're doing a lot. Like, the Noble Company, we're going to. So that's I'm super dope. I can't wait for that
video. Getting that new spot. Yep. Getting that new location. And, yes.
And yeah, just a lot of cool stuff. So I just got to get it out there. What about you? What you got?
Right now, it's simple. Like I said, just really waiting on the book. The second book to be published. I'm just waiting on that. That right there, that's a big milestone for me. And then just really, man, just being consistent with writing something every single day. The third book is actually 3/4 done. But I need to do something. I need to write every single day. Rather it's going in the book or rather it's not going in the book. I just need to consistently, just like training, I need to consistently write so that I'm not only getting better, that I'm not only getting more, you know, creative with my writing style, but I need to write something every single day.
So back to it real quick. Not to cut you off, but do you think sometimes with your writing, is the environment too? Like if you go somewhere else and write, will it be like flowing? Because I know when I went to Charlotte, just for example, we went to Charlotte. When we got to the hotel, I went for a mental kind of thing. When I went there, my videos were just coming out.
Right.
Everything coming out of my head was just kept coming out. I got back here and I took the same energy, but for so long, I need to refuel.
Right.
And it kind of wears out after a while. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to go ahead and get what I need to get out now because I just keep seeing the same thing. Do you think that's what happens sometimes with you?
But yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Because like you said, when you see life in a totally different avenue, creativity comes to you.
Yeah.
So rather it's writing, rather it's working out. You know, it's people that's so creative in working out because, like you said, they're going to different places. They're talking to different people. And that creativity is just pouring into them. So when it comes to writing, especially with me, writing poetry, it's like so many different things that I can write about when it comes to poetry. But I need to be around so many different things to express life through poetry like I do. So, yeah, the environment definitely does make a big impact on that. But, yeah, man, just writing more. And like you said, I have been waking up at 4 in the morning.
How's that?
Hard, bro. Welcome back to the Tyrone Jamal Show, where life and fitness go hand in hand. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm your host, author Tyrell Morris. And with me is the fitness trainer, bodybuilder,
Jamal.
What's going on, Jamal, man?
Nothing much, man. What's up with you?
Man, another blessed day. Thankful to be alive. No complaints. How was your week?
I ain't gonna lie, man. This is just a tough week.
Boy, tell me.
I'm not gonna lie to you. And when I say tough, it's not like physically tough. It was just mentally tough.
Right.
Like, my motivation was low in the gym. Like, some days I was literally trying to get into it. And then that was the hardest days to get in there and work out. But other than that, I'm blessed. Woke up every morning.
That's fine. I hear that.
Eating was horrible, but I'm getting there. I know what to do.
Yeah, it's a test every single day, every single week, man. But I'm definitely like you. Like, I haven't been in the gym consistently, but I have been at the house working out. So I'm still getting my push-ups. I'm still getting my body squats. I'm still getting my abs. So I definitely understand that part about it. Yeah. I see you got your 3D again today.
Heck yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I told you, I like it. It keeps me focused. And I went to Kroger's and got some more the other day.
That's where I seen some too. That's, man, it's because I was like, I thought it was in GNC only. So I'm just walking down the aisle, stopped and got me some water, some flavored water.
Boom.
Looked up, right, seen the 3D. I'm like, oh, they in Kroger too?
Yep.
Boom. Gotta get them.
I never knew they were going to Kroger's at all.
But what hurt my feelings, I got two. I told wifey about them. I was like, I drank the white one. I left the blue one in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Came home, blue one's gone.
She might like them then.
Blue one. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go home. I'm about to go drink this energy drink, do my push-ups. Gone. So that happened to me this week. But also, let me tell you about this. My son cut his hair.
I remember the days I tried to cut my hair. I messed up. How did it look?
Bad. Really bad.
He didn't line it up real good?
No. Damn. He didn't do patches everywhere. But it's so crazy because I looked at him. Wife was about to go to work and I looked at him like, what's wrong with his hair? Okay, maybe he was just rolling around all day and his hair just messed up. Hard, man. It's, oh my gosh. But like you said, once I'm up, wash my face, brush my teeth, and I'm actually moving, it's not hard no more. It's just like that bad, like, nah, son. Mm-hmm. Come here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not today. And you just like, nah. You gotta give him a little, you gotta give him a little elbow and be like, man, no, get off me.
But dude, yeah, what's funny, I throw myself out of bed. I'm like, if I get out slow, I won't do it. If I throw back the covers until later, I'm going back to sleep.
Right.
So I had to like literally get up and I'm like, all right. So I'm not going to the bathroom.
You got to.
Because we got a high bed, so if I don't catch myself and hit the floor.
You got to, man. Sometimes I treat the covers like a person to be like, left jab, mm-hmm. right jab, uppercut. Now watch out. I won this fight, maybe tomorrow.
But you fight with covers, I'm fighting with Logan. Like, Logan, get off me. Because she's trying to cuddle and keep me warm. I'm like, all right, go ahead.
Wifey knows. When she hit that alarm, uh-huh. she's like, okay, let me go ahead and roll over. Because he's trying. Nope. Either he's getting up or he ain't.
Logan, if he don't get harder.
Up, I'm coming back. But if he gets up, I'm rolling over.
Yep.
So she already knows. But yeah, man, it's just I really want to discipline myself to get up at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
And that's my goal.
Me too.
3 o'clock. It's springtime. It's time to spring up
mm-hmm.
to another level. So yeah, just really getting up at 3 and just, like you said, just being up way before anybody.
Yep.
Way before anybody.
And dude, it'd be so dope because when we get to a new place, that's another creative space. You've never been to it. It's brand new.
Yep.
Me dropping down there, all the thoughts will start going. Listening on the way. When we get there, just straight ham. Just fire right out of the gate. And that's what I like because it's going to be in that creative space. Like, I love my kitchen and all, but sitting here thinking about food most of the time.
Right. Gotta change it up. Uh-huh. Gotta change it up.
Like you said, humble beginnings.
Yeah, man. This is just the beginning. I know God's doing some great things. Some great things are already happening. And we're going to move forward. Keep praying. We ask that y'all pray with us. And, man, it's been a beautiful day. And we're going from here. Anything else you got to say? Anything else on your mind? Anything else you want to talk about before we end this?
Man, if I keep talking, it's going to talk for like 8 hours. All
right,
man. People are going to cut it off and be like, listen, man, Jamal got to shut up.
I need him to be quiet. We're going to save it for next time. We got an interesting topic for y'all next week. So we just want to say thank you again for tuning in to the podcast today. You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at the Tyrell and Jamal Show.
Underscores.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, you're right. Tyrell. I mean, the underscore Tyrell. No, it's not the.
Is it? No, it's not that. It's just Tyrell.
It's Tyrell underscore and underscore Jamal underscore Show.
Yep.
That is Facebook and Instagram. I still got to learn. I got to learn our own Instagram and Facebook still.
And it's the YouTube too, but without the underscore. So if you check us out on YouTube, it's without the underscores.
All right. So if YouTube is without underscores,
mm-hmm.
Got you. That's good. Listen up. There you go. But thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We pray you have an amazing week just like us. A week of growth. And we'll see you next week on the show. God bless.
All right. See you.